Blog Talk Radio.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transfer your hair with just one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's HAIRYUM.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
Okay, so we had our first class in 2019. We're doing our online classes, and one of the things that came up today, a lot of people were asking questions about natural and about transitioning hair, and I said, you know what, there's so much out there about natural hair, and there's so many products on the market, and there's so many tips, and there's so much information, it can get overwhelming. But a lot of people always ask, if I'm new to this, okay, if I'm new to this, what do I do if I'm just starting out in the natural environment? You know, I'm going to be a naturalista very soon. And so we came up with our newly natural hair tips. So again, I want to say thank you so much to everyone that really is thinking about going natural, or, you know, you are just excited about, you know, beginning a natural journey. I want to say congrats and give you a round of applause for that. I remember when I went natural years ago. You know, it was a lot of information was not like it is now, and it was very, very, I would say, interesting, just the whole transition. And I wish I would have had somebody to kind of share some tips and help me and guide me along the way. So, again, I believe when you know better, you do better, you know, to phrase Maya Angelou. So I'm here to help you and guide you. One of the things I wanted to just say about our online classes, they are really amazing. Today was just great. Our online classes, we make them super affordable, super cheap, so that everybody can attend and get the information. We put a very minimal price because we want you to have some skin in the game, right? So for the USA, our class is $10, and if you're in Nigeria, we also offer these classes, and they're 3,000 naira, okay? And all you need is WhatsApp. That's it. And you come on, we have a dialogue, we share some videos, we share some tips, we have an engaging dialogue. It's amazing. You can do this class anywhere in the world, any place you want to do this class. It's really great, and you can do it, and you can you know, just learn some amazing stuff about growing healthy hair, growing natural hair. So let's get into it, because time is always of essence. So we captured these tips, and I want to share them. Again, congratulations. Welcome to the game. Natural hair, I always say, is the best form of hair you can have. You know why? Because God gave it to you. It's the hair on your head, and it's perfect for you. Don't try and change it and alter it with chemicals and relaxers. Natural hair is the fastest growing type of hair. It is. And I'll say that again. Natural hair is the fastest growing type of hair. Don't be confused. When you put chemicals and relaxers, it alters the state of your hair and it changes that state. It does not mean that if you have a relaxer and your hair won't grow. Of course not. Your hair can grow, but your hair grows fastest in its natural state. And I want to say something right here. I want to shout out to all my women who maybe are thinking about going natural. They have the relaxer, they have the perms, and, you know, they are just thinking about the whole journey. There's nothing wrong. I'm really against the shaming, hair shaming of people. I had a perm years and years ago, and it was the in thing to do. Everybody had relaxers or the white creamy crack. So I don't want to be holier than thou now that I'm natural, and I've been natural for many years. My girls are natural. I understand the ease and the difference, and, you know, I understand the role that perms did play when we didn't have as much knowledge about the risk to our bodies and ourselves as we do today. So if you're thinking about it, listening to these tips, okay, because I think they'll help you. Okay, so I think I have about 10 to 15 tips. I haven't counted them. I was just writing and talking with the team earlier, and we just went from our experience and from our knowledge, and it was really fun because it was an engaging conversation about newly natural hair. You know, what is going on? What do we do? How do we protect it? How do we keep it moisturized, you know? Several women on our team have openly documented their journey, okay? And what was amazing about this, they shared, you know, some of the things that happened to them and shared some of the tips. And it was really interesting because, you know what, the process was different for a lot of the women that shared their experience. Not different in terms of just the basics, but in terms of just their own, their personal experience, what they encountered, you know, their experience with their hair, learning about it, sharing with others, and encouraging other women with natural hair to share and speak about their natural hair journey, okay? What I gathered is we have to, as a community, really be positive about investing time and energy into learning about caring for natural hair process, natural hair properly. It is a process. And number one, okay, so if you're new to natural hair, you're transitioning, you're in the game, here it goes. Number one, deep condition at least twice a month or weekly, okay? Deep condition, and let me check it off. Deep condition at least twice a month or weekly. I love deep conditioning. We have an amazing blueberry deep conditioner. It is amazing. And by the way, all our products are on Etsy and free shipping. So you can go to Etsy.com and type in Hair Yum and get some amazing deals on our products, ETSY.com. But in order to have a successful hair journey, you really must understand the importance of a deep conditioner. A deep conditioner is really vital, okay? I always say it's Bible to your hair because a deep conditioner has proteins that strengthen and help the hair. And when your hair is strengthened, because sometimes when you're transitioning, it goes into a weaker state. So when your hair is strengthened, it doesn't break as much. So deep conditioning is a must. Because, of course, we love Hair Yum, we always talk about our blueberry deep conditioner because of the shea butters and coconut oil and the wheat protein. But, again, whatever product you use that you love for your hair, no shade, just make sure it strengthens your hair and it has proteins in it, okay? Now, too much protein is not a good thing. It can make the hair hard or stiff. So you want to find the one that's right for you. Like I said, our blueberry deep conditioner is a mix of great protein and great butters and oils that does amazing to just mix the hair. It smells yummy, and it's just great for the hair. So, again, you want to try and deep condition twice a month or weekly, depending on your hair type and your hair follicles, and if it's damaged or if it needs strengthening. So that's it. Now, one of the things that I wanted to really say, and I didn't say at the beginning, is understanding what the term natural hair really means. There are several different definitions of the term, okay? But let me just tell you what I know the term to mean. And the term natural hair is defined as relaxer-free hair, okay? Relaxer-free hair. This is different from chemical-free hair, okay? And I don't want to get too complicated, but chemicals on the surface are often considered dangerous. But, of course, this is not the case. And if you can think back to your chemistry class, you know, back in high school, I know I dreaded mine, but if you can think back to it, you know, H2O is a chemical, right? But it's a safe chemical. It's water. So, again, when we say, okay, you are going natural, I mean, and a lot of people in the natural hair community, it means you are relaxer-free, okay? You do not have a perm. Your hair is in its natural state. There's no chemical that has altered the state of your hair. Okay, so let's continue. Now, number two, if you're newly natural, you know, you stop getting the perm and you say, hey, I want to go natural. There are two ways you can go natural, and I wanted to talk about this briefly. I think we did a blog post about it. If you're not on our mailing list, make sure you join our mailing list at hairyum.com. Scroll to the bottom of the web page, put in your email. We send out some amazing exclusive blog posts and just deals, and it's just so yummy. You have to join. But there are two ways that you can be natural. Number one is you transition, okay? And that's what a lot of people have done. I did it, and a lot of people have done. Now, I also did, okay, because I've been natural for about now 8 to 10 years, I also did the big chop, which means you have a perm, you have relaxer, and you go to a salon or you do it at home, you cut off all your hair, basically. Big chop. You do the big chop. You cut it off. Now, it just depends on you. So if you're new and natural, you can fall into, okay, I'm transitioning, I'm cutting off the relaxer as I go, or I'm done with this. I'm just going to cut it off. No judgment, no shade. Do what's best for you. I've done both, and both are, I had great experiences with both. But I will say, if you do the big chop, make sure that you have patience. And that's my other tip. Patience is key. Especially sometimes we do the big chop, or even when we're transitioning and we want things to happen fast. We want our hair to grow fast. I'm always amazed when we put up these pictures of where are you on your hair growth journey on our Instagram page at HairYum. You know, people are like, I'm still in stage 2. And they have like 1 to 5. 5, your hair is really big and thick and gorgeous. And, you know, 1, your hair is still gorgeous, but it's a little bit short, you know. And, you know, people are just so ready to grow their hair. And natural hair grows. You just have to have patience. So I will say, have patience and love your hair. Okay, and I wanted to say that early because it's really, really important to really have patience in this whole natural hair journey. It can be really frustrating. It can be time-consuming. Oh, don't get me started, okay? But I do love being a natural because I just love the way my hair looks and feels. Okay, now number three, if you're newly natural, whether it's the big chop or you're transitioning, stay away from heat. Now, this one is a universal tip, I say, if you just want to grow your hair. And I think we had this in our Healthy Hair Tip podcast that we did. But heat, generally flat irons, curling irons, hot combs, they're heat on your hair. So think of you putting a hot iron on your hair. Heat, you know, the less heat you have on your hair, the better. And really, the way naturals and natural hairstyles go, you really don't need, you can style your hair without heat. You really can. You can style your hair without heat. So one of the things I want to say is don't use a lot of heat, especially when you're getting started on your natural hair journey, okay? A lot of times we see, and in the past we've heard of situations where women have been discriminated against in the workplace due to having, you know, natural or kinky nappy kind of hair. But, you know, it's so unfortunate because natural hair is very professional and it's very, very elegant. And there's so many styles and protective styles that you can do, which is my next tip. If you're newly natural, you want to make sure you know at least how to do a two-strand twist. You take two strands of your hair and you twist them. Or you can, you know, do a wash and go. But protective styling is really, really important if you're newly natural or transitioning, okay? Learn how to do a two-strand twist, tongue-tied, or, you know, you can get your hair braided or you can do a simple updo. There's so many styles. Don't let anybody tell you they're not professional. Don't. They are, and there's so much. Social media has made it so great in understanding and seeing, and YouTube. You can Google videos and really understand and see the process. Now, a lot of times, it doesn't look the same on your hair, but practice makes perfect, you know. So, again, you want to just make sure you're caring for your natural hair properly. Okay, so we've talked about, I think we've done four. Now, one of the things that is very, very important, what I want to say, is you want to get the basics. When you're newly natural and you are transitioning or you've done the big chop, you want to get the basics, okay? The blueprint, I call it, okay? Which is kind of like the guide to natural hair. You want to get your, you know, you want to get some products. Of course, I'm going to say Hair Yum. We have a wider range of products from shampoos, conditioner, deep conditioner, leave-in, hair oil, detangling spray, hydration mist. I mean, we just have a bomb line of products, so I love it. We also have our hair growth vitamins, but you need good products. You also need to understand, you know, the basics, which I call what's your foundation, you know, that is understanding your hair type. And then you also want to understand and learn styling and maintenance, okay? So that's kind of like the basics. And you want to have, you know, a detangling brush. You want to have a comb, and you want to have maybe some curlers. If you have a steamer, you want to get a steamer for your hair. Natural hair is very, oh my God, you have to get a steamer. It's like the bomb, okay, for natural hair and all hair types, actually. And so those are kind of like the basics. Another tip that kind of falls in line with the basics is water. Water is your friend. I remember years ago when I was younger, you know, and you had the perm, water was not your friend. You were scared of water. You didn't want to get water. But when you're natural, water is really a friend. You drink it. Drink tons of it. You know, water is good for your body. It's good for your skin. It's good for your face. It's good for everything. It flushes out toxins, and it also helps to keep the hair moisturized. Every one of our products has purified water as the first ingredient in our product list. I don't care what product you use. Look at the ingredient list. If water is not listed, you don't want to be using that product. But, again, it's not only the products that you use. It's making sure you're drinking water. Water is your friend when you're transitioning or you're newly natural or you've been a natural for a long time. Water is really amazing. Okay, so now we've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have a few more, so I want to get going because time is really flying. Okay, don't overwash your hair. When you are newly natural, you're going to be tempted to wash. Don't overwash your hair, okay? I love conditioner, and that's another tip. When you're natural, you want to get a really good conditioner and just slather and let. Don't be stingy with your conditioner. Make sure your hair, sometimes you don't even have to use shampoo. You can do like a co-wash, conditioner wash, and you really saturate your hair and detangle it with the conditioner on, which is another tip, is you got to detangle properly. You have to. It's going to take time. You might get frustrated. You might want to rush the process. I've lost tons of hair by not detangling properly. I mean, when I say tons, you wouldn't believe it. I've lost, speaking from personal experience, I've lost tons of my hair. So I had to learn the hard way. So I don't want you to make the same mistake I did early on in my natural career. I want you to take the time, finger detangle, use a comb, use a brush, but really take the time and detangle. In our online course, I really give you more tips about detangling, sectioning your hair, and my favorite products to use as I detangle. But it's important to know when you're newly natural that it is a process and don't rush it. Okay, so we've talked about a couple. I think we have a few more that we want to talk about. Time is flying as always, but again, I hope you're learning, and I hope that as you listen to this podcast, that you share your own tips. We love, love hearing from all our customers, all our fans. We really, really do. Okay, so another thing I want to talk about is even if you've done the big chop, you have to trim your hair. Now, some people say you trim your hair every 2 weeks. Some people say every 4 weeks. Some people say every 6 weeks. I don't go by that. I go by look at my ends. I don't like the idea of just cutting just to cut. No. Now, do I believe in a professional trim? Definitely. I'm a big proponent of a professional trim. But I know there's some naturalistas and do-it-yourselfers that can do a trim very well. The most important thing is looking at your hair, knowing your hair, looking at your ends, and seeing when it needs, not going on every 2 weeks I get my hair trimmed or every 6 weeks. Really studying and understanding your hair. But trimming is very, very important. And why is trimming important? Because some of your hair can get damaged, especially when you're transitioning. You didn't do the big chop. Some of your ends are damaged from the relaxer, and you want to make sure as you're cutting and trimming, you're doing it at a pace that's accurate and reflective to your hair growth. So I go to a professional, even now for my trims. I do trim my daughter's hair, but for my own, I just like a professional to do it. But again, shout out to all my DIY, do-it-yourselfers. You know, it can be done, and you don't need to skip the process of trimming. Now, so we've talked about, I think I'm like on number 10. No, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I'm on number 10. What do you know? Okay, so the last tip is, of course, and I talked about this briefly, but get good products. Get good products. You want to use good products on your hair. Every product is not going to work on your hair. You know, there's a million products out there, and I always send love to all my CEOs, all my beauty bosses that are doing their things. No shade. I know what our products are. Our products are vegan, organic. They're amazing. But they might not work well on every set of hair. And that's fine. You want to find the products that work well for you. We have an amazing line of products. And there's so much out there nowadays that you want to just make sure a couple of things. Your products have water, you know, listed as an ingredient. I talked about that earlier. Your products are sulfate-free. You know, our products are cruelty-free. Because, of course, we're vegan and hair care line, and all that means basically is there's no animal byproducts or animal fats or ingredients in any of our products. That's why hair vitamins are so amazing, and they don't break you out because they're vegan. They're naturally derived. There's no byproducts or chemicals or harsh preservatives that a lot of other hair vitamin companies have, and that's where you get all the breakouts. Hairium, all our customers love our vitamins, no breakouts, which leads me, I know I talked about 10 tips, but you want to also make sure, especially when you're newly natural, you're transitioning, that you are eating a healthy diet, fresh fruits, organic vegetables, organic fruits, and taking a hair growth supplement, a hair vitamin. The hair vitamins, and your food is good. Some people just say, okay, I'll just eat a well-balanced diet. That's fine, but some of the vitamins that are in hair growth vitamins like ours, the biotin, the vitamin A, the vitamin D, the vitamin E, certain things, the coconut, the kale, It really gives and promotes healthy hair growth, healthy skin and nails. So again, I love our Hair Yum vitamin. I take it every day. It's done so much, not only for my hair, but my skin. My nails are stronger. So you want to get a good vitamin. You can try ours out. It's amazing. Again, we have an amazing sale on Etsy.com. And it really, our vitamins really do work, and they will not break you out. I'm so excited because I think I got through all my tips. You know, taking action is the best way to receive benefits from being a natural. Okay, I've talked about a lot of tips and a lot of things that we can do, but I want to encourage you also to play around with your hair, understand what it likes, you know, understand and really have patience, you know. The most important thing that we can do and that will help you on this journey is to understand there's no right or wrong way to go natural, okay? The important thing is that you are going natural. You're transitioning. You're new natural. And if you decide to transition to natural hair, it's important to know that natural hair and relaxed hair do intersect. But what you're doing as a transition, as you're transitioning, is you are removing that intersection and going natural. You're going to notice a huge difference in the texture of your hair. You know, relaxers weaken your hair, leaving them dull and damaged over time. So once you start transitioning or you do the big chop, your hair texture is going to get such a huge boost. It's like you're going to just love it. So, again, I'm happy to do this podcast. It's the first one of the year, and I wanted to make sure I talked to all the people that are thinking about going natural or transitioning. Stick with it. Have patience. Show your hair some love, you know. We always use the term hashtag hair love, but when I use that term, I actually mean like we're really showing our hair the love that it deserves. And also a bonus tip is when you're newly natural and you're transitioning, it's good to exercise. Exercise releases endorphins. And I know you might be thinking, what does that have to do with hair? But I'll tell you, hair just isn't just about, okay, I'm going to throw all these products on my hair and surface. No, healthy hair, we say this at Hair Yum, starts from within. So you got to take care of your body. You got to drink the water. Yes, you got to use good products, take your vitamins, but it really is an inside-out approach. And when you're transitioning or you do a big chop, it's very important that you have this philosophy of really starting from the outside, from the inside, and working out. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Let us know. Shoot us an email at info@hairyum.com. If you have other topics that you'd like us to discuss, join our mailing list and make sure you connect with us on social media at Hair Yum. Have a happy new year. Make sure you write down your hair goals, stick to them, and make sure you are loving your hair. All right. Thank you again. And don't forget, healthy hair starts from within. Stick with it. You won't regret going natural. Bye.